Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. We have Troy Garris with us. He is the founding and managing member of the law firm Garris Horn, which is a very well-respected mortgage compliance law firm. And Troy also has a mortgage banking live stream. If you you can reach him at Troy at Garris Horn and get on his mortgage banking live stream group. I link in with him and I access it via his LinkedIn. It's very informative. It's very helpful during the pandemic to have some mortgage content. And he was, because he's digital, he was still available during the pandemic. And he's just a very well-respected person. He really gives back to the industry. He's very active and involved in the Texas Mortgage Bankers Association. So thank you for that, Troy, and thank you for joining us. We look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Thank you, Chris. It's always a pleasure, and it's good seeing you. You know, through these pandemic times, we never get to see the people in the industry that we love and cherish so much. And I appreciate being invited to this. And also, it's great to see you guys. So thanks, everyone, for attending. And we're going to talk today a little bit about some of the compliance developments and some of the stresses that we've seen in the residential side of mortgage lending. As Chris mentioned, you know, I'm in a law firm that we focus on residential mortgage lending almost exclusively. We represent some other affiliated type businesses as well, but primarily we focus on our mortgage banking. And this industry has been under enormous stress from a lot of different angles. So we're going to go through most of that. Go through a good portion of that today. It's what we're going to focus our conversation on. It's just a slide with some of my background. As we talk about 2020, really, I think of it as March forward to now, and what has been going on at that time, and that's where most of our efforts are focused, and where most of the developments are. But I'll tell you, even before March, there had been unprecedented demand in the housing and mortgage finance industry, and in large part, this is because of the pent-up demand of the stresses that we felt out of the last downturn. So when people think back to 2007, 8, 9, and forward, there really was a closing down of the marketplace and a closing down of availability of credit and demand for housing that, you know, there was enormous stress at that time. It started to open up, and people started to be willing to go out and buy homes again and get mortgages again. And the focus at that time really was trying to figure out ways to encourage people. And everyone was talking about millennials and how they were living with their parents and so on. And, you know, I think that was overblown a little bit, but there really was a tightening and an inability or a lack of willingness of people to participate in the marketplace. And so that started to loosen up. And so even as we were finishing up the end of 2019, before the pandemic ensued, there was this increasing demand for housing and for mortgages. Well, when the pandemic began for us in the United States, starting to get rolling into February, and then in March when businesses started to shut down, this demand in the housing market still continued. And it's because there was lack of inventory. It's all the things that people think about and have been talking about for a long time. So the lack of inventory of homes, plus the relatively low mortgage interest rates, plus people just, you know, business changes, people need to move, families get together, families break apart, all these different reasons that people normally would be buying homes and moving still existed, and they continued right into the pandemic. Well, once the economy started shutting down, which is come mid-March, right, then there were a number of different uncertainties that started to unfold in the marketplace. But despite those uncertainties, and perhaps in part because of them, the interest rates started to fall close to floor levels, close to historic levels, and people really started to take advantage of that. Plus, there was the concept of, you know, there weren't enough homes already in the marketplace. So people continued going forward and purchasing homes, and they, you know, the marketplace for real estate, residential real estate in particular, and then for mortgage finance continued on.